Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison for your mind.
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye.
And Ben, if I could just interject here, I mean, I think, you know, you said we both have children. A lot of people have children. We all know that our children, our young children, do these active shooter drills at school. It's not just the earthquake drills and the fire drills anymore. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today.
What did you just say? In a moment. What did you just say?
They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cause it's witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo.
So what else did I notice? So it was at the Covenant School, three children and three staff members were shot. Three and three, I'm just saying. And three of the young children were age 9. So 999. And then all the staff were 60, 61, 60, 61. Interesting. I'm just saying. And it happened at what time? At 10:13. Of course it did. A.M. So A.M. also equals 13, by the way. So 113, 13. Oh, all right.
But wait, there's more. Did you see the actress who showed up? I'm going to show you a clip of an actress, and notice this 33-second clip, but I'm going to show you a clip of a woman who showed up after the police were done their press conference, walked in front of the camera, nobody stopped her from doing so, began to speak, so clearly just decided to walk up and speak off the streets, but CNN accidentally flashed her name on the screen. That's right. So they knew her name beforehand, and they quickly removed her name. And of course, even better than that narrative is the fact that this woman so conveniently was also at the Highland shooting, another shooting that occurred, and happened to be Tennessee, right outside this place that had a shooting. She was there visiting her sister, she says. And, you know, the odds of getting struck by lightning twice are better than this happening, but it seems like it's a common theme with a lot of these shootings, because the same crisis actors always appear.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm from Highland Park, Illinois. My son and I survived a mass shooting over the summer. I'm from Highland Park, Illinois. My son and I survived a mass shooting over the summer. I am in Tennessee on a family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them?
What's it going to take? Just so convenient, this proactive woman who's been to Congress to try to get gun control just happens to be right there as this event occurs, right? She just happens to be right there, and she gets on camera, and she gets on CNN, and CNN conveniently knows her name. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are a lot of coincidences.
S-H-A-U-N-D-E-L-L-E, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
And you said you have kids who were...
My son was killed in a mass shooting at the Waffle House.
What did you say?
Said you have kids who were...
My son was killed in a mass shooting at the Waffle House.
Right.
So on a typical day, there would be about 209 students inside the school and approximately 40 to 50 staff members, about 42 staff members. I'll take just a couple of questions before we go back.
Clear. So the seven dead, and then nature of injuries, how many injured do you know? That maybe are being treated still or injuries. I know first responders weren't,
An officer had a wound from cut glass.
First responders weren't, but.
An officer had a wound from cut glass.
Okay, so there you can see the vehicle the shooter drove. That 28-year-old from Nashville driving up in the parking lot here of the school. This was released just moments ago by the Metro Nashville Police Department. The shooter, who the police identified as Audrey E. Hale, saying that the individual identifies as transgender, entered the building by firing through a side door. There you see it. The shooter walks in, kicks the glass.
And Ben, if I could just interject here, I mean, I think, you know, you said we both have children. A lot of people have children. We all know that our children, our young children, do these active shooter drills at school. It's not just the earthquake drills and the fire drills anymore. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today.
Hit that stair. Hit the stairs. Go. Go stairs. Go stairs. Go.
Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go.
Go. Keep pushing. Go. Shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired. Move. Right, right, right. Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired, move. Right, right, right. Push an LPVO. Push an LPVO, go right. Move, move. Watch out, watch out. Move. Stop moving! Stop moving! Watch left, watch left! Suspect down, suspect down!
They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today.
You mentioned these active shooter drills, which we know this school has had in the past. She mentioned these active shooter drills, which we know this school has had in the past.
We don't submit to terror.